Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I just spent 3 weeks bringing a boat down through the Inside Passage of Alaska and Canada. This route's called the Inside Passage because you can travel all the way from Juneau, Alaska to Seattle, Washington, where you almost never have to venture out into the open ocean. Basically, you weave between islands and the mainland as you make your way through the Inside Passage. Anybody who's been on an Alaskan cruise knows what I'm talking about. But some parts of the Inside Passage in Canada are so narrow that traffic has to be controlled just like at an airport. One of those narrow spots is called Seymour Narrows, and if you listen to the radio conversation associated with managing traffic through that area, it sounds a lot like listening to the air traffic controllers when you're on a landing on an airplane. And the folks who are controlling the traffic know about all the bigger vessels because bigger vessels are required to have an electronic device on board that relays their location and basic information to anybody who wants to through satellite communication. The system is called AIS, which stands for Automatic Identification System, and it's similar to what airplanes use for the same reason. So the traffic controllers for Seymour Narrows, who are actually located many miles away in Victoria, Canada, can sit behind a computer screen and see all the vessels heading towards the constriction in the passage, and then reach out to vessels by name to coordinate how they pass through the narrows. For us, it just meant that we had to pull into a little bay for about 15 minutes to let two large cruise ships pass through. And I have to say the Canadian traffic controllers did a great job. Now, it turns out that private companies have taken this information about vessels and put it on the internet. So if you Google something like AIS ship tracking, then you'll find some sites that allow you to see all the ships in your area, or the world for that matter. So let's say that you've been along the Humboldt County coast recently and you've seen that large red ship that's just off the coast from Fairhaven and you were curious. Well, if you pull up one of those AIS sites, then you would be able to click on that ship on their map and learn what its name is and what kind of ship it is. Now, it turns out that that ship is a cable laying ship named Seguro, and it's working on our new fiber optic cable. You can also see a close-up photo of the ship and learn some other stuff about it. By the way, one thing you'll notice if you look at one of those AIS ship tracking sites is that there are a lot of ships out on the ocean at any one time. And this always surprises me because every time I fly over the ocean, it seems pretty empty. But the reality is there are ships constantly traveling across the world's oceans, primarily to move goods around the world markets. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.